that we've played, I haven't seen many guys going better than those two guys in this league. So that's that makes it a lot of fun out there to play, and we're having some success right now, and we need to keep doing that the rest of the way to hopefully make our way into the playoffs.
Is this a point lost because you didn't get both of them after out-shooting them so badly, or do you take more positive in the performance overall?
I think the only slight negative you can take in the game is that we didn't get 2 points. Other than that, there's no way to take any negatives from this game. We were strong on the puck. You know, we were physical. We threw a lot of pucks at the net. We didn't have many turnovers. We probably make two mistakes all game, and they end up in our net. So that's the way this game goes sometimes. We're not happy. We're not satisfied. But at the same time, you know, we're going to focus on the positives here today because we had a pretty good day. That's those are two separate phases of this organization. You know, we go out there and we've been putting our heart on the line every night, and they've done a really good job putting this team together in the first place. So I think everyone in this room is confident that whatever moves, if any, they make are going to be in the best interest of this team. So certainly you never want to see guys go or anything like that, but you gotta be confident that the management is going to do whatever it takes to try to make us a playoff team. That's nice. You know, you love that. You love having the fans involved in the game first and foremost. And whenever they're chanting your name, it feels pretty special. So it definitely gave me a little extra boost there, and helped in that shootout. Yeah, that was disappointing. I felt it was right on my stick there, and a couple went right through them and didn't go in the net. So that's another, it's one of those things. You know, sometimes you beat goalies, you hit the post, you beat them, and it goes through them and misses the net. And the best thing you can do is keep shooting. Well, we had to. Once they got a lead, and especially a two-goal lead, you look up and you see five white shirts in front of you pretty much the entire way down the ice. So if we were going to get cute and try to do it all ourselves, it was just going to be probably a long night for us. And I think we did a great job sticking with it, skating north and south and making them try to skate with us, and got ourselves back in the game.
How are you feeling out there?
I feel pretty good out there. It's a lot of fun because my complete focus is on trying to win hockey games, and I think I'm a better player when my head's in that place. And every game, I'm just focused on doing whatever it takes to help this team win and try to get into the playoffs. And I think you keep that focus, and you're going to be playing pretty good hockey. Consistently, yeah. There have been games where I've had really good nights and maybe not had the same kind of performance, back to back. But I think I'm starting to find a routine that works for me, and I'm finding a level of focus, and that's been huge for my game this year.
Picking up a point like you guys did isn't always a positive feeling. I'm thinking of the Philly game. How about today?
Yeah, like I said before, I think we take mostly positives from this game. The only real negative is that, we didn't get 2 points, and the way we played the game, we probably deserved to get 2 points. But you don't always get that. The Washington game where we came back and had a couple fluky goals and beat them in a shootout, sometimes what goes around comes around. So you don't want to get too selfish here, but if we just continue playing the way we played today, I think we're going to be in a pretty good position here at the end of the year.
Did you see the shot clock at the end of the game?
Yeah, I saw it. And
indicative was that of the play?
Well, sometimes you scratch your head and you think that's not really the way the game went. I think today that was kind of the way the game went. So, you got to tip your cap to their goalie. He's one of the better goalies in this league. And, sometimes it goes that way. That's really, I've said it 100 times already, but that's the only real explanation why we didn't win the game today.
And when's the last time you had your name chanted by 15,000?
I don't know. Maybe never. That was cool. Well, they're on top of it. They're on their toes for sure. They know the scenario. So I would have loved to do it in regulation or overtime, make it count and get 2 points. But, it was nice to get a little extra boost from the crowd in the shootout. It always makes your stick feel a little lighter when the crowd's helping you out.
Do you feel